Chapter 10. A Happy Ending. 2 days after New Year's Eve, Sally took me to a museum. "You'll like it," she said. "It's about women writers." She was right, and I liked it very much. "Maybe your notebook will be here in 100 years, Sally said, smiling. "I hope not. I only write about you," I said. "You've written about me," Sally said. "I hope that your mother and sister haven't read it." She looked worried. "No, they haven't, but I've told them about me and you."
"You haven't," Sally said, sounding shocked.
"Haven't you told anyone about us?" I asked, disappointed.
"No," Sally said, "and I'm not going to. It's a secret. I don't want anyone to know."
"But they do know," I said. "Marnie saw us."
"Oh, she thinks that we were just drunk."
"But am I your girlfriend?" I asked, wanting to know.
"Of course," Sally said, putting her arm through mine.
That afternoon, Mum went to see the special doctor. Zara and I wanted to go with her, but they didn't allow us. We were very worried and waited all afternoon for her. Then, after a few hours, Mum came home.
"The doctor was very kind," Mum said. "I'll always have some problems, but she can help me a lot."
We were all very happy. The next day was the first day back at school after the Christmas holidays. I was very excited to see Sally again. When I arrived at school, I went to the library to see Mr. White. I showed him my fairy tale, and he liked it very much. Then I ran to class to see Sally.
"Frankie, it's so great to see you," she said, hugging me in front of everyone.
Then we had our English class. The teacher asked me a question, but I didn't hear it. All I could think about was Sally, 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 Sally.
"Frankie," the teacher shouted suddenly, "what's wrong with you?"
"She's fallen in love," Marnie said.
Everyone started laughing.
"Shut up,"
Sally said to Marnie quietly. I hoped that Sally might look at me, but she didn't.
"I won't shut up," Marnie shouted. "Frankie and Sally were kissing in Sally's bedroom."
"I love Sally and she loves me," I said suddenly.
"She doesn't even like you. Sally likes boys. Everyone knows that," Marnie shouted back.
"She loves me," I said. "Don't you, Sally?"
The classroom was very quiet, waiting for Sally's answer.
"We kissed at my party," Sally said. "But we were drunk. It was funny."
Everyone made kissing noises, and Sally started laughing.
I started to cry and ran out of the classroom to the library.
"What's wrong, Frankie?" Mr. White said. "You looked very happy this morning. Can I help?"
"I'm sorry," I said, still crying. I couldn't stop.
"Sometimes it helps to cry," Mr. White said.
"I've been so stupid," I said suddenly. "I've fallen in love with Sally, and I thought that she loved me back."
"Sally," Mr. White said, "the popular girl in your class with blonde hair."
"Yes, that's her," I said. "But she was laughing about it in class. She doesn't love me."
"Oh, I'm sorry, Frankie," Mr. White said kindly. "But maybe Sally feels the same way about you and isn't brave enough to tell people."
"She keeps playing games with me. I've been so stupid," I said again.
"You know, Frankie, when I was at school,
I fell in love with a boy. He didn't love me back, but now I've forgotten all about him. Falling in love for the first time is always difficult. I don't think that I'll ever forget Sally, I said. I was crying a lot now. Maybe not, but you'll fall in love again, many times. Thanks, Mr. White, I said. You've been really kind. When school finished, I hoped that Sally might talk to me, but she walked away with Marnie, and I knew that she wasn't my girlfriend anymore. That night, I got a text. Are you okay? I love you. You're Sally. Kiss, kiss, kiss. I looked at the text for a long time before replying. I love you too, but you're not my girlfriend anymore. It was horrible the next morning. I hated being at school and I didn't want to see Sally. But Sally didn't look at me or talk to me all day. After school, Mum and Zara knew that I was sad. They tried to make me happy, but it didn't help. Sam was great too, but he wasn't happy that I told the class about Sally. But Marnie was saying horrible things about me, I said, wanting to cry again. I know that's not nice, Sam said, but you shouldn't tell people that Sally might be a lesbian. I knew that he was right. That weekend, Mum was already feeling better and wanted to have a big family dinner. It was strange. I was feeling very unhappy about Sally, but also happy because Mum was feeling good. Then we heard someone at the front door. I'll answer it, Zara said, getting up. She went into the hall. We heard her open the door. She sounded angry. Then she shut the door loudly and came back into the kitchen. Who was it? Mum said. No one important, Zara said. It was Sally, I said. I got up and ran out of the kitchen. I won't be long, I shouted. When I got outside, I saw Sally. She was running down the street. Sally, I shouted. Wait! Sally stopped and put her hands over her face. I've been so stupid, she said. Your sister hates me and you hate me. Yes, maybe Zara does, but I don't. I'm just angry and sad, I said. I know that I've been horrible, she said. Can we go somewhere and talk? You can't come to my house and then ask me to go somewhere and talk. You were so nice on New Year's Eve, and then at the museum. Then at school, you were horrible to me again. You're not my girlfriend anymore. I told you. No, she said. I love you. And you love me. I don't think that you've ever loved me, I said. But I've been so sad, she said, crying. Last night I went out with Marnie, but it was so boring. I just wanted to be with you. Then today I went for a walk. I kept walking and walking, and then I was here. But your sister was so horrible to me. What did she say? That I was playing games with you, and that you're better than me. She's right, I said. You always play games with me. You shouldn't tell people that I love you. I was embarrassed and scared to say anything. Are you scared that you're a lesbian? I said. I'm not a lesbian, Sally said. I just like people. I want to be with you. Isn't that enough? No, I don't want it to be a secret. I want to tell the world about you. but you don't want to tell anyone about me.
Come with me, Sally said suddenly.
She took my hand and we walked to the end of the street. There were many people around.
I'll show you that I'm not scared, she said.
She pulled me close and kissed me on the mouth in front of everyone. Only a few people were looking, but no one cared.
I have to go home now, I said, still holding her hand. My mum will be worried.
So, is this goodbye? Sally said.
I don't know, I replied.
We held hands for one more minute, and then I walked one way, and she walked the other.
Penguin Readers. Love, Frankie. Jacqueline Wilson. Level 3. Retold by Kirsty Law. Cover illustrated by Nick Sharrett. Illustrated by Anna Latese. Series editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Isabel Adamarco Young. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2023.